USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Illinois, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Democrats to work to defeat President Trump and take the Senate in 2020. She said public sentiment is behind background checks for gun purchases, despite Senate Leader Mitch McConnell's stalling tactics.
Moscow Mitch says that he is the Grim Reaper. Imagine describing yourself as the Grim Reaper, that he's going to bury all this legislation. Well, we have news for him. All this legislation is live and well in the general public.
Police in Philadelphia say an 8-hour standoff is now over. The suspected gunman walked out with his hands up. He allegedly shot 6 officers who were taken to the hospital, treated, and then released. Police union leader John McNesby.
Somebody upstairs was watching over these cops today. 6 cops, all shot, and they're all released and going home to their families.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Following recent deadly mass shootings, top Democrats on gun reform are now looking to have a meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about the problem. In a letter, the heads of the House Democratic Task Force on Gun Violence Prevention say they want to discuss a pair of proposals that are designed to strengthen background checks for all gun sales. The letter was signed by Representative Mike Thompson, the chairman of the task force, and 17 other members of the group. Thousands of people gathered at a baseball stadium in downtown El Paso to remember the victims from both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border that were killed in this month's mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart. Following a deadly mountaineering season on Mount Everest, the Nepal Government Committee is requiring climbers to have scaled tall mountains, undergo training, and possess certificates of good health and insurance, and will recover rescue costs if required. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A reality TV husband and wife is facing tax evasion. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Chrisley Knows Best follows the Georgia real estate magnate Todd Chrisley and his boisterous family who live in the Nashville area.
Meet Todd Chrisley. He's the patriarch of perfection.
We're not perfect.
But perfect should be something you should strive to be.
It's aired on USA for 7 seasons. Recently, it premiered a spinoff called Growing Up Chrisley. Well, now he and his wife Julie have been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges alleging, among other things, they tried to hide their income from the show from the IRS. The 12-count indictment also accusing them of conspiracy, bank fraud, and wire fraud. Chrisley's lawyer says the allegations are based on complete falsehoods. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Serbian officials this week confirmed that African swine fever has infected hogs in their nation, making it the 18th country battling the incurable disease. The virus has been found in at least 36 countries on 3 continents since June 2018. Officials say it has been controlled or eradicated in half of the countries, most of them in Africa. Meanwhile, unaffected countries around the globe are bolstering their defenses, including the United States. In May, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced plans to start testing for the virus among American hogs. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.